Hi, friends. Welcome to Happily Even After. I'm Life Coach Jen, a certified life coach that specializes in relationships. I'm a mom of four awesome kids and one amazing son-in-law, a home decorator, a remodeler, a shopper, a scrabbler, and a snuggler. I want to help you with your relationships, mainly the relationship you have with yourself, your family, and God. Thanks for listening and letting me share the tools I have learned that can help you live happily, even after some of life's greatest challenges. Hey, friends, welcome to today's podcast. So I think in life and a lot of movies, we get the message that we want to be chosen. And I mean, I think, isn't that the fairy tale? And the prince chooses the princess and Jerry Maguire, you know, you complete me. And we have this view of marriage and relationships that we need to be chosen. And, you know, yeah, of course, we want to choose our partner 100%. But what I think that we're missing in our messaging is choosing ourselves first. Because I know in my marriage, I chose everyone else but me. I'll suffer, I'll be miserable, I'll just do this or that. I was choosing my religion, my kids, my husband, so many other things instead of choosing what I really wanted and or what I needed. And that's, you know, the kicker, right? So I think it is important, yeah, to choose obviously your marriage, your kids, all those things, but we can't forget the part of we need to choose ourselves. And so sometimes we're looking for someone to choose me, and maybe they have an idea of what type of woman or man they want to be with. And so let me manipulate and make myself into that person so they will choose me, right? I've been thinking about that. Like certain ways you dress or how you do your hair. And I've been really trying to be mindful about since I've been divorced, like, did I do that because that's what my husband wanted me to do? Or is that actually really what I want to do? And so I've been really trying to pay attention to that. So if you did end up getting divorced or you're out of a relationship, pay attention to what you really want and like and need so that when you do meet someone that you're not molding yourself or manipulating yourself into something that you are not. Now, obviously, hopefully you might try something new like, I went and I started running 10Ks with my former spouse and I liked it. I didn't love it, but I liked it enough to do it. I don't feel like I was forcing myself to do something. So different things like that, you might try something new and really like it, and that's okay. That doesn't mean you're not that person because you get to create whoever you want to be. But just make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. A lot of times when you have someone choose you, you want the validation. And I think a lot of affairs happen because people are seeking outside validation from themselves. They want it from other people. And a man wants it from a beautiful young woman or beautiful women. And it means more if someone gives them outside validation than if their wife or their mom or their kids validate themselves. But honestly, that is a recipe for disaster, and it's only going to cause you problems. We have to learn to self-validate. And I've actually become really good at this since being divorced because, I mean, you know, kids, they're not like jumping up and down like, thanks so much, mom, for doing the dishes. I mean, my kids are super sweet and super kind, but I have to give myself, you know, praise whenever I do something amazing or even when it's not amazing, like, hey, guys, did you notice I just did 10 loads of laundry and I folded it. Now it's your job to put it away, like, and not do it from like, I'm so amazing or like you guys are lazy. And no, I'm doing it because, hey, I love you. I see that you haven't done your laundry in a bit. I'm just going to do it and I'm going to let you know I did it. And I'm going to tell myself thank you for doing it. And so I don't need them to say it. Like, if they say it, great, but I'm not going to be mad at them if they're like, you know, not telling me, "Mom, you're so amazing," because that's just, that's okay. Because I already know, like, oh, I'm so glad I did that. So just pay attention where you're seeking validation from. Of course, it is nice to know that someone appreciates you and is grateful that you're doing something. But when you're seeking it for the wrong reasons, it's just going to be a recipe that's not going to end well. And it could end in an affair happening if you're not giving yourself that. Because oftentimes, unless we are specific and tell our spouse, you know, we all have different ways we communicate and share our feelings. And so maybe they're not doing it exactly how we want. So we get to do that for ourselves. So I think that is a way of choosing yourself, is to giving yourself validation. Also knowing that if you're not chosen by your spouse, you know, you end up getting divorced, that it doesn't mean you're not good enough. I know, I'm pretty sure I probably stayed a lot longer in my marriage because I wanted him to choose me. It's like, okay, let me ignore the fact that you're cheating on me and having an affair, but please choose me. You know, I had 4 kids with you. I look at all these amazing things I thought I was doing. Of course, he didn't see any of that, right? But we want to be chosen. And if we're not, we go to the thought we're not good enough. That's simply not true. We are all good enough. But do you really want to be good enough for a man that is married to you and also having sex or dating and looking and being with other women? Is that really the choice you want? Like, if we logically think about that, probably not. And so knowing like you're good enough, it has nothing to do with that person choosing you or not. You have to choose you. A lot of times when we completely abandon ourselves and we give other men the loyalty that we need to give ourselves, I have realized this too. And it's really painful because it's like, wait, I'm expecting someone else to be loyal to me and honest and not abandon me. And he's clearly not doing that. But in reverse, me, I'm not doing that either. I'm not being loyal to myself because I am letting someone else do those horrible things to me and betray me. And so my loyalty to myself is saying, you know what? It's okay. Like, just turn the other way, pretend it didn't happen, or whatever you're saying to yourself. So pay attention to that, because what you want, the honesty, the trustworthy, are you being that for yourself? And it is hard, and it feels almost, it's hard to see. And it wasn't until I stepped away and got divorced that I could really see the self-abandonment, the self-betrayal, the self dishonesty that I had created in my own life. And it was really hard and a really tough pill to swallow. But I think it's important for your healing and to recognize, like, okay, I will never do that again. And to really strengthen those muscles that became weak from being betrayed and, you know, having that experience. A lot of times we spend in our relationship, well, maybe I'm the one, I can fix them, or I'm going to rescue them. I know I've felt this before and I've thought this. So instead of focusing on me and my problems and what I needed to do, is like, I'm going to focus on them and, you know, I'm going to turn the other cheek or look the other way, or, you know, really help them find God in their life so they're not going to want to cheat on me. So really pay attention to, are you just trying to fix a problem that isn't even yours to fix, and go inward instead of outward. So some points that I thought we could discuss about being chosen and then choosing yourself is, you have to identify your needs and build your confidence in getting those needs met. And I think I've done a podcast on codependency, and, you know, a lot of times we rely so much on the other person in our relationship to meet our needs that they're not even doing it right. They're not doing it in the way that we really need. And we don't even know what we need. So often women, we're like, I don't even know what I need. Like, I'm so focused on everyone else's needs. I don't even know what I need. So take an inventory, figure out what you really need to thrive in your life, write them down. And are you meeting those needs for yourself? And I guarantee as you do this, your confidence is going to grow and you're going to be so much stronger in learning to choose you. You honor your boundaries by standing firm in them. And I know I've talked about boundaries in the last episode. I kind of mentioned boundaries, but really get clear on what a boundary is and what boundaries you need, especially when betrayal has happened or porn or any other sort of sexual behavior that you don't want in your marriage. Really get clear on boundaries and pay attention to those because those are going to help you choose yourself and not go into self-betrayal, which can be really detrimental to your self-esteem and to your marriage or to your divorce. Your mindset is shifting during your marriage. So pay attention to your mindset. What are you thinking? What are your thoughts? What are you feeling? I like to do thought downloads. It's like a thought dump and you just write on a piece of paper all your thoughts that are going around in your head. And when you've experienced betrayal or any sort of really high stressful thing in your marriage, you have a lot of thoughts. Write them down, look at them, pay attention to what you're feeling and thinking about those. Because the thing is, you can look at each one and kind of think, do I want to think that anymore? Do I really believe that? What is going to give me the best outcome in this situation? How do I want to feel right now? It's totally appropriate and normal to feel lots of negative emotion when dealing with betrayal, but don't get stuck in it. Don't stay in it because that's going to destroy your life and make you miserable. And so it's not going to help you thrive in your life. So learning how to move through all those emotions, you're going to become more confident in who you are when you start choosing yourself first. And this is just, it's just going to happen. You might think like, I don't have any confidence. How am I ever going to get confident? I promise you, as you practice the muscle of choosing yourself, it's just the automatic thing that's going to happen. And you're going to have to do a lot of testing and trying different things out. But I promise this is totally going to happen as you get more confident in your needs, what you want, your self-validation, being clear on what your spouse is doing in your marriage, but what are you doing in your marriage that you want to change or have different? What kind of boundaries do you need in your marriage? And these things are going to totally help you be able to choose you. And then you can choose your marriage. Then you can choose to leave your marriage or choose to stay in your marriage. Then you can help choose your kids, choose your parents, choose your siblings, choose your friends. But the first person that you need to start off with is yourself. Another thing that is helpful in choosing you is that you're actively healing your inner child wounds. And I've done a lot of work on the trauma in my life and figuring that out, figuring out my nervous system. It's really been life-changing. I got a whole certification doing this. And it's made me realize, and not everyone has different childhood wounds and different things. I have a lot of wounds and trauma from my marriage. And so sifting and sorting through that and healing it because I want to be a chain breaker. I want to be resilient. I don't want the trauma in my life to affect the rest of my life or to hinder it in some way. I want to help my children recognize, and I want to take ownership of the part that I played in raising them in this home that I thought was one way that probably wasn't really it wasn't that I was raising them in a false reality, but there was a lot of things. I was lying. I did a lot of lying, covering up what was the truth in my marriage and pretending. And so figuring that out and healing that and figuring out what was it inside of me that caused me to stay married for 26 years to a man that clearly didn't respect me and was having affairs. And so what was that? And so healing that, I think, is so crucial in choosing yourself, getting in tune with your values. This has also been a lot of work that I've been doing. Pay attention. Of course, we think, oh yeah, I totally know my values, but I wasn't living up to some of my values because I was compensating or pretending in my marriage, and I wasn't living like I wanted to live or what I thought my values were. I might have said that this is what my values were, but I wasn't doing that myself. And so making excuses or whatever, but so paying attention, really get clear on what your values are. My values are, I want to, honesty, trustworthiness is a huge value. And now my kids know we do not lie. And if I do lie, my mom's going to know about it. And then we're going to have a conversation about it. And so I try to be as honest as I can always. And I like the concept of like telling the whole truth. And that means something like, hey, this is really uncomfortable for me to talk about with you. And I'm having a really hard time saying this. But what I really need to say to you is X, Y, or Z. And so owning the part that's hard for me, but then saying what I need to say. And so really getting clear, and I've been really practicing with my kids to try to, I've had a few low moments where I've like yelled at them for no reason about something stupid, like, I don't know, a mess on the floor or something, that I've just totally lost it with them. And so I know it really bothers them because they're bringing it up 3 months, 4 months later. And so then repairing it again, not getting mad, like, why do you have to always bring that up? No. Hey, apparently we haven't healed from that moment. And that had nothing to do with you. That had something to do with me. I think I was tired or this happened. And because this happened, I was taking that out on you and you didn't deserve it. It was inappropriate. It wasn't okay. And that is how you can help instill the values that you have with your kids, but also ingrain them with yourself. So next time dating again or whatever in rebuilding your marriage, you can strengthen that value and really get clear and make sure that you are with a partner that you have the same values. I was not married to a partner that had my same values. I thought I was. I pretended I was. I thought surely he has the same values, but he didn't have my number one value of honesty. And that was the most important thing to me. And maybe at the beginning when I got married, I don't know, maybe I didn't realize people were dishonest. But it clearly now in my life, that's probably one of my biggest values. The last one that I'm going to say is you need to offer yourself a lot of grace and compassion. And this is something I've really been practicing with. And I think we're too critical. We're very judgmental of ourselves, especially when an affair happens, because we might blame our spouse, but we blame ourselves probably more. We're always our worst critic. But having compassion for yourself, like, you know what, you did the best you could. You can't compare your now knowledge with your before knowledge, because it's impossible. We grow and progress every day. So if I'm telling my 30-year-old self what I know now, that's very unfair. I can just have lots of compassion and grace for her and love for her. She did the best she could. And now I can do better and be better. So in choosing yourself, give yourself a lot of grace, a lot of compassion. We're all going to make mistakes. We're going to continue making mistakes, but that's going to serve you so much better when you do that than when you are judgmental of yourself, when you're super self-critical. So if you struggle with this, please reach out, hello@lifecoachjen.com. I'd love to work with you. I love to help men or women that are struggling in their journey to help them see more clearer and see the pain points that they need help with. And regardless of what's going on in your life, with your kids, with your family, with yourself, it helps to have someone else that is not right in the thick of it with you to help you kind of see your brain, see what you're thinking, see where you can improve on. So if that is something you're interested, please reach out. I'd love to talk to you and help you. Thanks so much. Have a great day. If you want to learn how to live happily even after, sign up for my email at lifecoachjen.com. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Happily Even After Podcast. Let's work together to create your happily even after.